This is the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. Up next is your Ed Serwin Cattle Report, brought to you by Mr. Kerry Martin, part of the Texas Farm Bureau Network.
Good morning, I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM. KGNC. The cattle futures trade kicked off the week on Monday with the complex going in opposite directions. Live cattle closed higher while the feeder cattle market closed lower. Live cattle getting support from a very friendly cattle inventory report released on Friday afternoon showing a 2% decrease in the nation's cattle herd. We'll have more on that report coming up in just a bit. August live cattle up 37 cents yesterday, 137.75. October up 35 cents, 143.35. December live cattle up 45 to close at 148.62. But the feeder cattle market headed into the red yesterday. A couple of factors. A big jump in the grain markets put pressure on the feeders. And the cattle on feed report released on Friday. That was released alongside that cattle inventory report. The on feed report, fairly negative for the market. So that pushed feeder cattle prices lower. August feeders down $2.25, $179.30. The September down $1.80, $182.67. October feeder cattle down $1.75 at $185.25. Cash fed cattle market last week saw most of our sales at 136 here in Texas. That's roughly 50 cents lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Up north, dressed sales came in mostly at 227. That's $2 lower than last week's average. Last week's negotiated cash cattle trade totaled 69,032 head. 65% of that committed for nearby delivery, the remaining 35% committed for deferred delivery. Boxed beef prices were higher yesterday. Choice up $1.38. $268.50, select up $1.02 at $243.52. Let's check the feed markets real quick. A big jump in the grain markets yesterday. Now, last week, it was announced that Russia and the Ukraine had reached a deal to allow Ukraine grain exports. So that pushed prices lower on Friday. However, over the weekend, Russia bombed one of the three Ukrainian export ports. So we made up some of those losses and closed sharply higher in the grain markets on Monday. September corn was up 15 and three quarters, 580 a bushel. December corn up 19 and a half, 583 and three quarters. August soybean meal jumped $16 to close at $447.50 a ton. September bean meal up $15.90 to close at $415.20 a ton. Now let's check the auction barns. We'll head up to Dalhart. Cattlemen's Livestock Auction in Dalhart had 3,159 head last week. Steer and heifer calves and the feeder steers and heifers sold mostly firm. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady to weak. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 3 to 400 pounds range from 219 to 225 a pound. 4 to 5 weight steers brought 216 to 221. 6 to 7 weight steers range from $1.73 to 206 a pound. 7 to 8 weight steers $1.64 to $1.68. And the 8 to 9 weight steers brought $1.55 to $1.64 last week in Dalhart. Tulia Livestock Auction in Tulia had 1,339 head last week. Feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $2 lower. Slaughter cows and bulls were $5 lower. We had a few 3 to 4 weight steers average $2.17 a pound. 4 to 5 weight steers $1.98 to $2.09. 5 to 6 weight steers $1.72 to $1.99 a pound. 6 to 7 weight steers $1.69 to $1.76. With the 7 to 8 weights bringing $1.68 to $1.76 a pound. As we mentioned earlier, USDA released its biannual cattle inventory report on Friday, showing a 2% decrease in the nation's cow herd compared to July of last year. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum takes a look at the numbers in Friday's inventory report.
The number of cattle in the United States on July 1st was estimated 28.8 million head, which was down about 2% from a year ago. The number of cows and heifers that calved was at 39.8%, which was down 2% from a year ago. That is comprised of 30.4 million head of beef cows, which was down 2.4%, and 94.5 million head of milk cows, which was down 0.5%.
And it looks like we may have more herd reduction to come, especially when you look at the number of heifers retained for breeding.
We also have information on number of heifers retained for replacement in addition to herds. In the case of beef cows, 4.15 million head of heifers are retained, which was down 3.5% from a year ago.
The 2022 calf crop expected to be 34.6 million head, down 1.4% from last year. Shagum says these reductions are definitely no surprise given the drought that's affecting much of the United States right now.
The drought and the tight supplies of forage is going to be an important factor in producer decisions, especially as we approach fall and they have to make decisions about, do I have enough forage to overwinter these animals, or do I have to send either cows to slaughter or put increased numbers of females, which might have been retained for addition to the breeding herd, into feedlots.
USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum. That's a look at the cattle markets for the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC studios. Don't forget to follow, like, comment, and subscribe to our new Facebook page, KGNC Agribusiness News. We're going to be working there. We're going to be doing some more reels, videos, and what's happening here at the KGNC studios, as well as headlines and stories. So make sure you like it, follow it, and share it. And don't forget, we have another episode of Pasture to Pavement, Agriculture, the Original Innovators, dropping on Wednesday at 5 a.m. It's me and Mr. David Lovejoy. We're talking general ag topics and talking about how we can make a difference as individuals in agriculture and out of agriculture and changing the world and focusing more on the agricultural industry. It's a really good episode, so make sure you tune in on Spotify as well as our website, and it'll be posted on our Facebook page, KGNC News, as well as KGNC Agribusiness News. Well, that's it from us here. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your Tuesday morning.